Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch into this new hour, we were in the middle of a topic, and the issue has been all over the news during the weekend. In fact, there was one point at which there was a standoff. It looked as though there might be another Waco brewing. It happened in Texas. We're talking about the polygamists, who they live a very strange lifestyle. There's certainly no doubt about that. But there are a lot of people in America that live strange, bizarro lifestyles. I mean, there are people that are interested in, violent sex, as one example. People that are interested in some very bizarre sexual things that most normal people would not find attractive or find interesting and probably find it pretty icky. But people that are into icky things, normally we leave them be. And it wouldn't make much sense to take people that are into yucky things and put them in jail cells and then force everybody to pay for that. And it also wouldn't make sense if you're dealing with consenting people, and that really is the ultimate question here, is there consent involved? If you're dealing with consenting people, then you don't actually have a victim. These people are the Texas people, the Texas government people. They say that under Texas law, girls younger than 16 cannot marry, even with parental approval. So what you have here is a situation where these sect members, these polygamists, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they live together on this secluded compound, 1,700 acres in Texas. And there are other sects like this around the country, especially in Utah and Arizona. And they live in complete seclusion. The kids are born there. They're raised there.
They're educated. They don't have television. They don't hear about the world in the same way.
They're educated. And that's because these people, they have very strong religious beliefs to where they don't want the rest of the world infecting or poisoning their kids. The Amish are similar. They also exclude their... I don't think the Amish, are as incestuous as these people are.
There's a lot more Amish, yeah.
But it's a similar kind of seclusion aspect.
And the Amish get to choose who their husbands and wives are going to be.
That's a good thing. But still, it's just degree. Difference is degrees there, right? They're still very exclusive and or secluded. And so these people are secluded. They're raised to believe this is what life is about. They're raised to believe certain things that we simply believe differently. Now, some would say that it's abuse for someone to raise their kids in this way, to raise their kids knowing that at age 12 they're going to be assigned to some 50-year-old man that happens to live at the facility, and they'll be his wife. Bizarre, indeed, but for them it's normal.
Well, that's what they do with the girls, and, and that's reprehensible enough, but the boys, they get kicked out of the house, and they have no place to go at 12 or 14.
Right. Well, that's where, certainly private charity could step in. Let me give you a little more information about this story, and of course would love to have your comments on this. The church members were being held. They, again, took over 400 kids out of this particular, mostly girls, but they took over 400 young people out of this compound, and also 133 women also left at that time. The church members being held in a fort, a 150-year-old fort built to protect frontier settlements. They're being interviewed about a 16-year-old girl and whether, in fact, the teenager was among them, because that's what started all this. They got a phone call from a young lady who claimed that she was being abused and that girls were being forced into marriages with much older men. Troopers arrested...
Now, I can understand that... obviously, this comes down to a question of who's being forced into what.
Mm-hmm.
And I can totally understand that, somebody might use the term force when force isn't the right term. Like ultimatums are given, things like that. Like
brainwashing also, I'm sure, is a big factor here.
Sure, brainwashing. They're raised in this culture, and that's understandable. But if you're given the, for instance, in a marriage, a husband might say, well, my wife made me go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She didn't. You chose to because you wanted to get some.
Or not be treated poorly or get food or whatever it is that, and that's a very everyday sort of, use of how people use force.
Yeah.
In most circumstances, you're not forced. The only way you're forced is when someone lays their hands on you.
That's correct.
forcibly
There
can be threat of force in which they threaten to lay their hands on you. However, if the implied threat is you will have to leave your family and friends and everything that you hold dear,
not force,
because we own this place,
right?
And you know, otherwise you're going to be marrying Jebediah until the Armageddon comes, which it's only around the corner, so you better be good. And we're making a list and checking it twice, you know, and all that nonsense that they believe.
Yeah.
But it comes down to force, and if they force somebody to do something here, I don't feel bad about the cops going in and everything, but then, you know, they do seem to be laying waste to these people's lives.
Certainly forced 400 children from their homes.
And how would they know that those 400 children were forced to do anything?
They don't know anything.
Right.
All they know is someone called them. A 16-year-old girl called them and alleged...
All they claim is...
Right, that's what they claim. You're right. The 16-year-old girl called them and alleged she was being abused. And they haven't found the girl yet. DPS troopers arrested one man on a charge of interfering with the duties of a public servant during the search warrant. But it was not one of the, cult leaders. For the most part, residents at the ranch have been cooperative. However, because of some of the diplomatic efforts in regards to the residents, the process of serving the search warrants is taking longer than usual, who said one bureaucrat who declined to elaborate. The annex is extremely large and the temple is massive.
Barlow's, sure is.
One of the men's probation officers told the Salt Lake Tribune he was in Arizona. He was sentenced to jail last year after pleading no contest to conspiracy to commit sexual conduct with a minor. He was ordered to register as a sex offender for 3 years while he was on probation. Now, remember, that charge right there, conspiracy to commit sexual conduct with a minor. First of all, conspiracy means he didn't actually do it. He was thinking about doing it or planning on
talking to somebody else about doing it.
Secondly, sexual
conduct... I believe, actually, he arranged to have his daughter married off was the circumstance there.
Sexual conduct with a minor also does not involve force. That involves consent. Now, yes, the kids are brainwashed into this, but that's their life.
Yeah, and I guess it comes down to, and this is difficult for me to accept, I've got to say, it's very difficult for me to accept, but it's an issue of culture. And,
correct.
And that's what I find repugnant about it, but it's also an issue of lines in dirt. It's about countries. For instance, in... you know, there's cultures all over the world where young women get married.
Sure.
At young ages, and you know, they could very well, I don't know, get married to men older than them. That's an issue of culture. In Papua New Guinea, these kids, you know, those young ladies aren't ladies. You know, those girls aren't girls at 12, 14, whenever puberty hits for those people. You know, and it's different for every girl. They're women, and they get married. And they, you know, have kids, and it's all consensual, but... You know, a lot of the things I do are consensual, but I was brainwashed into them. The foods that I eat, I was brainwashed into eating those foods. There's other people that find the foods I eat disgusting.
Yeah.
So it's an issue of culture, and I kind of feel like those people shouldn't have that culture inside this country here. You understand?
That's your feeling.
It doesn't bother me that they're doing it in Papua New Guinea. It bothers me that they're doing it in Texas.
And that's your problem. I mean, that's your issue, Mark. The fact is, they're doing it on their property.
And I guess
they have their own lines drawn, and it's a 1,700-acre property in Texas.
Right. And so, essentially, what one has to do is think of that as its own little enclave there, its own little nation.
Right.
But what if they are forcing these girls, and it doesn't seem unlikely to me, at least at the very least, that some of them were forced, you know, I wonder what you do about it.
You would have to find out about it, number one.
And they'd have to complain about it, because it's not forced if they're not really complaining.
And you'd have to figure out some way to rescue them. Some sort of underground railroad or something like that.
But they're so isolated that it's difficult. Like you said, they don't have you don't have spies in there to know whether people are being forced. And
right. And also, you know, you can tell yourself a story about how much better their lives would be if you could just get them out of there, because you are seeing it from your perspective, and you're not seeing it from their perspective. For all you know, these people may be very, very happy in their lives. They may have bliss. They may be doing exactly what it was they believed that they're supposed to be doing. And if you go in there, like these government people have done, and remove 400 kids from their families and pat yourself on the back saying, look what we've done. We're helping these kids. You just uprooted their lives. You just destroyed everything that they've previously had. How can that necessarily be a good thing? It's all about the perspective you're viewing it from. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We will go to your phone calls here in a moment talking about this situation in Texas, where 400 kids have been forcibly removed from their home which was a compound built by the Texas polygamists, the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the fundamentalist sect of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They've been living on this 1,700-acre compound for a long time. And, in fact, apparently they paid $700,000 for the El Dorado property, a former exotic animal ranch, began building the compound as authorities in Utah began increasingly scrutinizing the group. The compound sits down a narrow paved road behind a hill.
It makes you wonder how they have money. If everybody stays in the compound,
how do they have money?
Yeah, how do they create wealth for themselves?
It's a good question.
Growing food?
I don't know. Not much is known about these guys.
And certainly not by me.
And how they do things. Apparently the nearby town is, whatever. Anyway, so the leader is currently in jail, and he's awaiting trial for 4 counts of incest. You said you didn't think that went on. They're claiming it does. And sexual conduct with a minor stemming from 2 arranged marriages.
I think incest can be a cousin, a first cousin, you know.
Really?
I believe so, yeah.
But if it's a second cousin, then it's not?
That's
where's
correct.
The, okay. In November, he was sentenced to 2 consecutive sentences of 5 years to life in prison for being an accomplice to the rape of a 14-year-old girl who wed her cousin in an arranged marriage in 2001. And so the investigation prompted by the girl's call last week was the first in Texas involving the sect. So right now they're wading through these 400 people that they've confiscated, 400 children, to see if one of them is this girl who made the phone call with the allegation of abuse. What happens if she's not there? What happens if they can't find this girl?
Well,
do the 400 kids go back?
They're fools to say that they can't find this girl. You know, I mean, that's so odd. They should say, yes, it was this one here. But
because presumably not all 400 would want to go back and they'd find one that wanted to stay and just have her make up the story.
Right. Assuming that, as odd as it would seem, assuming that there was no force going on, no girls were being forced against their will to marry old men that they were related to waiting for Armageddon in the middle of the desert in Texas, then I guess there's no problem, ugh, as disgusting as it is. But, I find it odd that the authorities are going to, allow that sort of that huge PR blunder to occur.
Well, we know that they blunder quite a bit.
They're going to lie if they if that was the case. I don't know whether it is or not.
Let's go to your phone calls. I want to hear you chime in on this. Do you think that this is fine that they, you know, the government people have just stepped into the middle of these people's lives and pulled their kids away from them? What if it was reversed? What if these people were in the majority and you trying to live in your different way where you would want to go and have sex with the people you want to have sex with and have those sorts of freedoms in your life? What if they decided to raid your home? Would that be would that change the way you feel about this? Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Dave in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave, Montana.
It's Jeremy.
Jeremy in Montana. Okay, we'll take you. What's on your mind?
This religion, from the very beginning, is they've never had many ethics to begin with, and I think this is an ethical thing and not necessarily a government thing or a law thing.
Does being unethical from your perspective, does that legitimize going in and ruining
your
life?
I'll back it up a little bit. I mean, back in the beginning with Brigham Young, I can tell you one of the ways y'all asked a minute ago, where do they get a lot of their money? I don't know where they get it now, but I know back then when they all first started showing up in Utah, there's some small farmers there that were getting along great with the Indians and whatnot and trading and doing good. And of course, Brigham Young just hired these little bandit armies to go in there and wipe the little farmers out. And he also had a lot of other outlaws that worked for him. Robbing U.S. Gold trains, you know, like payroll wagons and things like that. So
it would be kind of ironic if these supposed holy men were actually out there doing, drug dealing or something like that in order to support their lifestyle. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeremy. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave in Montana.
Get Montana out of the way real quick here. Hey, I think a big tell is that 133 women left.
Yeah.
133 women that were being treated good wouldn't leave. these women left, and left unless there's 900 other women back there that didn't want to leave.
There seemed like a lot of damn people there. I don't
know. Because women, like, you know, they'd be getting, if they're getting treated good, they're not going to leave.
That's what I would think.
A lot of stuff.
It was one word that was used in this scenario by the author of this the author of the article. Mm-hmm. So I don't I'm not 100% convinced.
Yeah, you weren't there when they took them out. Maybe
right.
These ladies were like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, they were doing
enough,
cartwheels
maybe
out of there.
They were screaming and crying.
Well, now hold on a second.
The
let me read this again.
Been.
Dave, let me read this sentence again, because I think there's a different way you could interpret it. It says that their hair were pinned up in braids. 133 women left the center, the ranch, of their own volition, along with the children. So think about it from this perspective. These are the mothers of these children, and the
right.
government people are coming in, taking their children from them. Are they going to stay on the ranch, or are they going to go to make sure their children are okay? I would say that there's probably a chance that these women were not doing cartwheels, but were indeed just trying to keep an eye on their kids while they were in the custody of these feds.
I would like to witness that. I would like to talk to a witness that observed that.
Same here.
You can't assume that. You
know
what
I'm saying? Assume either way.
You're making a lot of assumptions on what went down.
No, I'm not making any assumptions. I'm just saying read it both ways.
If you have a mother or a sister or an aunt, I think you have an obligation to, as a man, to answer the plea of a woman.
What do you mean?
16-year-old girl.
I feel the obligation, but I don't think I actually have the obligation.
Well, I think if you're an upstanding man raised by a good mother, I
mm-hmm.
think your mother would want you to have that obligation to
I
answer
think so, too.
A plea
I think
of
that
a,
every
a
once in a while it'll get you in trouble, though.
And that's like chivalry, I guess, or honor, or, you know, part of something that we're losing, I think. And I'm kind of on the other side too, because you know in the Bible they Solomon had 900 wives or something. You know, if they're being treated well, having a good life, I don't think if you could handle living with 12 women, I don't know how anybody could do that. I guess
I am looking at this
but
story
I'm just
here,
saying,
Dave.
I would like to talk to some of these women, and we can't really. You know, or this 16-year-old girl, you know, and like all of a sudden she don't show up.
I agree with you. There's a lot of information that is lacking from this story, and it's right because the government, you know.
And that's the thing that the government does to us, man. They want us going whack to go after somebody, you know. They don't want people living together and taking care of one another.
And that seems to be what these people are doing, because they thank you for the call. It seems to me that these people are just living on this large plot of land.
Whatever, but we have
towers or anything like that. More on the way, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, the features there include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you, freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? I know a lot of people spend a lot of money on coffee.
Yeah, it's... If you go to Starbucks, it's $2 for the regular size.
JustPlainJoe.com.
Whatever foreign language they call that regular size.
Right, right. JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order from gourmet Arabica?
Arabica.
Arabica coffee beans.
I can tell you don't drink coffee much.
In whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package, and it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
Yeah, apparently they save a good deal of money by doing the 12-ounce packages rather than, once it goes over a pound, it's a, with the packaging and all that. So
what does it mean, I mean, as the coffee guy, what does it mean when it says roasted fresh to order?
Well, if you like fresh coffee, and once you've had fresh coffee, it's usually hard to, go back. If you like fresh coffee, then you can sort of tell when coffee is older. I don't have the best nose for it, but I can tell you that I like fresh roast coffee.
So you get they get the beans and then they roast them and then it goes to the end user. So if you're buying like a canned version of coffee at the grocery store, that might have been roasted 6 months ago or something like that.
Could very easily have been. That you can tell. You can just tell with the level of how good the beans are,
right,
how recently they've been roasted. Those are big issues. And I got some of it. They sent me some just so I could try it and say what I thought. And It's as good as any fresh roasted coffee I've ever had from any place. So I always, any town I go to, I find the little single owner place that has the roaster in the location. I like fresh roasted coffee, and I'm willing to pay for it. And I generally do pay about $2 a cup for it. Or I'll go and I'll buy it for $13 or $14 a pound.
From that
place.
Shop.
Yes.
I see.
Because then I know it's been roasted. I can smell that it's been roasted recently, and I'll ask them, which ones have been roasted most recently, that kind of thing.
So then you really save some money then. I mean, it's $7.99 for 12 ounces versus $14 for a pound. I mean, that's
and you save you even save more once you get 5 pounds because it's cheaper on shipping.
And you know, coffee people. I mean, why not? Yeah,
you're
going to
go
through it.
Excuse me, you're going to consume it.
So, yeah, justplainjoe.com, new advertiser. Always cool to bring new ones on board here. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone call. Scott in Winnipeg, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling about the polygamy story and the raid.
Yes.
I've mentioned on the show before that I was a Mormon for about 12 years as a faithful, active Mormon, and though not the same as these people, this is a different sect.
Yes.
But earlier caller was wondering about the women going with the kids, and I'll tell you this much. Like, when polygamy is very family-centered. If your kids are being taken away, those women are going to go with their kids.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. When I read the article, that's the sense I got. Is that
if you're, at least if you're a good mother, I mean, you don't even have to be a polygamist. If you're a good mom and someone comes to take your kids away from you, you're going to want to go to wherever they're taking them.
When I heard that line in the article, the first thing I thought was what Dave said. I agree.
Was that they were running out.
Was that they were saying, whoa, we're free. But
there are no guard towers.
I replayed it in my mind, and I realized that it could have just been sort of an offhand way of saying it. So
right.
I'd like to know more, and just like Dave would.
I'd like to suggest here that if this was as a compound in that they were keeping people in, then there would be more, I think, talk in the news media about, well, there were these gun turrets around and barbed wire all around the property in order to, you know, keep these women and children prisoner. But it doesn't seem like that's the case at all. There may be a prison in their mind, a la The Matrix, right, in that they were raised in this society. They come to believe that this is the place where they're supposed to be, that they shouldn't leave. There might be that sort of mental conditioning going on. But there was never, from what I can tell from the news stories and the pictures that are available, there's no guy standing around with armored vehicles, just waiting for someone to make a break for it. These people could have left had they wanted to. At least that's the impression I get. How do you feel about it, Scott?
It's akin to, say, an Amish person. They're not forced to stay there. They can leave, but they leave behind their family and their old ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. There are support groups for people that leave polygamous sects like this.
I believe there are, sure.
Yeah, there definitely are. So people do leave. And I think the government should leave these people alone, let them live their lives. If there's actual abuse going on, then that's something to investigate. But why take away all the kids, a whole community? What, like, how? I can't fathom. If someone in my neighborhood is abusing their kid, do the police come in and take away everybody's kids?
Take every kid in the entire neighborhood? Sure, that's ludicrous.
No sense.
Yeah, I think it's outrageous what they've done to these people. I think it's tragic. We may not agree with how they've chosen to live their lives, but damn it, they should be free to live their lives in whatever bizarre way they want to.
I agree.
Well, apparently 80% of them have the same great-grandfather, so them living their lives any way they wish is probably going to take care of itself in a couple of generations. They have their own genetic disorder called polygamous Downs.
Really?
Yeah. It's, and apparently there are some form of guard tower there.
Really?
Now, they may not be, I don't know.
You'd think it mentioned
they're pointing in as opposed to out. I would suspect, I don't get the impression that people are being, I don't know.
There's got to be more women and children.
Too many of them in there for too long.
Right,
if they wanted to leave, enough of them wanted to leave, they could just leave.
Right. There are 400 children and 131 women that left, so it's mostly women and children.
And they have trucks. They have they have equipment. I saw a front end loader there. I mean, there's some. They're getting to town some way or another. And from what I understand, they have a long history of taking over local governments and embezzling money out of those local governments and all kind of. I mean, these people are sick and weird.
Yeah.
But I think they. If you really want to leave, you could confiscate a few vehicles and get out.
Yeah.
Those guard towers are to protect their own land because they're wary of outsiders because of crap like this.
Sure.
Exactly right. Scott, any other thoughts tonight?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate the expertise. 800-259-9231. In fact, I have another story here we'll get to maybe if we get a chance. It's related to some more people living in bizarro lifestyle that are being, well, they should be left alone too. Let's continue, though, with Jason. You can bring up anything in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason. Jason, going once. Jason's gone. All right, 800-259-9231 in that case. In a related story from ABC News, Canberra, Australia, an Australian man and his adult daughter have gone public about their relationship.
Oh, dear God.
After having a baby together, as new revelations emerged on Monday that a previous child of the couple died a few days after birth, John Deaves, 61, and his daughter Jenny, who's 39, have a 9-month-old...
61 and 39.
Yep, they have a 9-month-old...
This isn't new.
Nope. They have a 9-month-old daughter, but have been banned from having sex after a court convicted the pair on 2 counts of incest, placing them both on a 3-year good behavior bond. South Australia police spokes bureaucrat said the couple are being monitored by the relevant authorities. Don't you touch each other. Don't you have any sex with one another because you're not free to make choices we don't agree with in Australia. The same thing would happen here in America. I mean, incest is outlawed by the government people, and it's icky and it's weird, and it results in birth defects. I mean, as they say here, their previous child died a couple days after birth, so it's just a dumb thing to do. But people should be free to live life in whatever bizarro fashion they want to. Were they actually hurting themselves by doing this?
They're creating a child is going to be have some problems, not to mention being his own uncle.
I understand that, Mark, but again, they should be free to make those choices for themselves. The incest case sparked national media attention when the couple went on the 9 television network 60 Minutes program to publicly explain their relationship, which began when the two were reunited about 8 years ago. So actually, apparently it was not going on for all of life. Maybe a little bit more about this story, and we'll take your
They're
calls.
They're really in love.
Well. People want to talk polygamy. They're on the line. We'll get to your calls here in moments. 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments of the show, just enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation.
It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Only moments remaining, maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you, and Mark, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know you got to buy stuff to live, so go and buy it at amazon.freetalklive.com. They've got everything from electronics to books to groceries. You can buy bulk groceries if you're living in a religious sect.
Stock up your compound now at freetalklive.com.
You'll never have to leave the compound. Amazon will come. They'll deliver it right to your front door.
Tasty drinks in a box for the guy up in the gun tower.
Free Super Saver shipping on orders over $25 on most items at Amazon. So, hey, man.
Canned food. Get ready for the apocalypse.
Damn right. Head on over there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Seriously, though, we'll get a percentage if you shop there, and there are 41 categories to shop in. Even on used items, we get a cut on that. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue real quickly here, this sort of strange story where, and normally this doesn't happen, when an incest case goes down, the people just get arrested and there's a news article about it and they disappear. But in this case, John and Jenny Deaves, John who's 61, his daughter Jenny, 39, they now have a 9-month-old daughter together. Their prior child died a few days after birth. They've come out on the Australian TV show 60 Minutes to publicly explain their relationship. So they're actually taking a public stance about this, saying, well, let them explain. John Deaves left the family home when Jenny Deaves was 1 year old and did not see his daughter for 30 years. She had married and had two children by the time she met up with her father again. But within weeks of reuniting, the couple started a sexual relationship.
Okay, so she was 31 when she first really met her
father.
Correct. And then 2 weeks later, they had sex.
In a case psychologists label as genetic sexual attraction, they say, this is what Jenny says, she says, we're normal intellectual adults who have had careers, had a normal life like everybody else, but fallen in love with each other when we are biologically related, when we've discovered each other later in life. While their daughter and Jenny Deeb's two children by her former marriage are healthy, on Monday they said court documents apparently showed the couple had another child that died of congenital heart problems. Judge Stephen Milstead said he took account of the high risk of congenital defects for children born from incestuous relationships and the psychological harm to the children when he sentenced the couple. And again, they've been banned from having sex after a conviction of two counts of incest. So they're still allowed to be together, but they're just not allowed to have sex with one another. How's the state going to go about enforcing that one? Camera in the bedroom? Monitoring? 24/7? I mean, how are they going to enforce that one?
I don't know. You know,
and should these people be punished for having sex with one another?
Tonight is the night of the freakazoids. We've just read so many articles about such...
Only two articles.
Nuts.
Most people aren't this way.
Recalcitrant guy in South Carolina not wanting to pay his property tax isn't exactly the norm either. But, I must say that I agree with him far more than I do with the people that are, you know, living in a religious sect out in the
desert. Should these people be left alone, Mark? The father and daughter, adults, choosing to have sex with one another. Should they be left alone?
And the daughter that is her own aunt? Yeah, they should leave them alone.
Yeah, please, just leave these people alone. Stop taking taxpayer dollars and using it to ruin people's lives that are living in a way that might be different from how you choose. Liberty's all about allowing people to make choices that you might not agree with. Allow people to live their lives how they want to live them.
Right. I love how the court bans them from having sex. Weren't they banned from having sex in the first place? I mean,
yeah.
I love the quotes from the girl here. I was just sort of looking at him, sort of going,
is this a different story?
He's not too bad. Yeah, I've got this one from Merle. It's the Orlando. Is this the Orlando Sentinel? No, actually, it's a different one. I've just got some quotes from it. I've already shut down the page. Excuse me.
Because Julia wanted to know who made the moves first.
Apparently, she was certainly attracted to him. I was looking at him sort of going, he's not too bad. I wish I could do a kind of a trashy Australian accent, for this gal, but no. And if you haven't seen the pictures, well, they look relatively ordinary. I mean, these people aren't big forehead knuckle draggers. Mm-hmm. They looked ordinary. And then she says, it's like you might look at a man across the bar at a nightclub. A? I don't know.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Sonny in Maryland. Sonny, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Sonny, Maryland?
Hello, can you hear me?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the word compound that the people are using for this ranch Texas, it was the same word that we use for Ruby Ridge and Waco.
Well, and don't you think Waco kind of looked like a compound? With walls and stuff?
They didn't call it a compound. They called it their church or their home.
Would you define a compound for me?
Compound to me would be someplace that's armed and secure, kind of like a prison.
What you need to do is you need to go look at pictures of this place, because I've been in prison and I looked at this and I said, oh my God, it has perimeter walls made of stone. Every building is made of cut stone. It looks like a compound. I'm ready to use the word compound for these freaks.
What do you think the people called it?
I'm sure they called it whatever.
Mothers?
Home. Church?
Yeah, home. Yeah. Home. Or church. And
I asked you right now to define what a compound was, and you listed off what this place looks like.
I need to go look at a picture of it. I've only heard your explanation.
I absolutely agree that they overuse the term compound. However, I think in this circumstance, we should let the media get by with it in this circumstance, because it's so close to what most people would call it.
What if this goes to a jury trial and the jurors have been brainwashed with this word compound?
In advance.
What's wrong with having a compound? I mean,
there's nothing wrong with having a compound.
But that's what that's sort of the suggestion.
Sure.
And it's a brainwash, and it's a news speak.
Yeah.
And it's using our terminology to give us preconceived notions.
I'm with you on that.
You're right about that.
I do agree. I don't think Ed Brown had a compound at his house. I was there. It looked like a home.
Right.
So I agree that they do overuse it. However, this instance here in El Dorado, Texas, is the reason that they use the term in the first place. it looks like a compound.
It may be a compound to all intents and purposes, mm-hmm. but it was the people's homes. It's where they live.
And they should have been left alone. Sonny, thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue with Ed and Rick on the line in Indianapolis. Hello.
Ed and Rick?
Well, maybe it's a couple calling in. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I've been a listener of your show for a while. This is my first time calling in. I got my friend Rick on the line.
Okay.
He's being harassed by some bureaucrats, and it's been going on for a while. And
what about?
Had to go to, well, Rick, you want to tell about it?
Sure. It's a zoning issue.
Mm.
The inspector was next door, the city inspector for Indianapolis.
Lucky you.
He had a junk car in a driveway. And I've had this garden shed mini barn under construction with some construction materials in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was going fine as far as that. And
until he showed up.
The white guy out there in the yard, and then he started writing me citations for everything he could figure out from my electric Fido shock system on my fence and the construction materials. And I've been trying to meet their time frames and everything. I mean, this is not a simple garden shed that you buy for $400 and put up in an afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Now, why did the guy start doing it? I'm sorry, I missed.
It's going into a year now that they've been just hounding me and trying to meet their time frames, and so I just don't have much time. And, and to top it all off, the inspector said that he talked to a neighbor at the property, a man next door, that he got shocked on my fence.
You have an electrified fence?
We had one when I was growing up. Wow.
It's kind of hard to hear you because of the conferencing technology that you use. Best when people call in, you know, on their own. But I'm sorry to hear about what you're experiencing. What is it that you're up against here?
Well, you know, he has to show up in this court on Wednesday afternoon, and you know, we want to get some freedom supporters to fill up the seats and show that to the judge.
Do you know of any freedom supporters in the area?
Well, we know that WXNT in Indianapolis broadcasts on Saturday here, mm-hmm. and also that some people might be listening on the Internet, and so we want to get those people listening to show up.
Do you have a way for them to get in touch with you to where they could rendezvous?
Well, we can just tell you it's 2 p.m. on Wednesday at 902 Virginia Avenue.
Right.
And you know,
I know there's someone online right now from Indianapolis, and so that just by coincidence, maybe he'll show up. He's kind of actually into the whole law thing. And so good luck, and I'm sorry to hear that you're being harassed by the bureaucrats. I don't know how many people are going to show because most people are pretty apathetic when it comes to the government, which is one of the reasons why we've chosen to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, to be around like-minded people so people will show up when the bureaucrats decide to pick on us. Thank you for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.